opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, are you ready to let us know, again, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, are you ready to tell us who the starting quarterback is week one? Because I'm impatient.
Go for it, Mary Kay.
You can blurt it out right now.
Not really ready for that yet, but I've maintained consistently that I do think it will be one of the veterans in week one, unless one of those two rookies really comes along and surprises everyone. I still think it will be Joe or Kenny, and either one of those guys can really seize the moment in training camp. There is still part of me that thinks Joe has the head start because of just being here before and knowing everything like the back of his hand. So we'll see how it goes, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
And are you comfortable? Because I know you said you were comfortable with them having four quarterbacks to start the roster. So you would be, to start the season, you would be comfortable with both those guys on the roster at the end of the start of the season, both the veterans.
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely. Once again, it's because they were planning to have three anyways, and then Shador joined the mix late, and he's a developmental quarterback that they're obviously going to want to keep around. So I don't think that really changes the plan too drastically with their thinking on the other three.
Mary Kay, some news coming out today from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk and Pablo Torre on his podcast about collusion in the NFL, and though it's a big story and has come out, to limit guarantees and contracts based on the Deshaun Watson contract, to sum it all up very quickly, my initial reaction was, really? Okay, great if you documented it, but haven't we all known this has kind of been going on for some time? It's the one league where players deserve guaranteed contracts, and it's the one league where they don't get them.
Yeah, it's been controversial since the moment it was signed. And you'll notice this year, a lot of the rookies were getting fully guaranteed contracts, which seemed to be something new to me. But I haven't really delved into that story too much yet. I've seen it. I've skimmed it. But I haven't really kind of considered all the ramifications or how it might impact the Browns going forward. But I do think that there will be other quarterbacks and players in the NFL who get these fully guaranteed contracts as we move forward.
Don't you think they deserve them, Mary Kay, in that sport?
Sure, yes. They definitely deserve them. And it is quite surprising and shocking that they haven't gotten them really to this point. And I thought that the Deshaun Watson contract would sort of get the ball rolling on it, but it really didn't.
In just kind of reading and glancing over the story on that, it made me wonder, you know, the Haslams and their place in the NFL ownership club and how much they must have upset everybody else. I mean, we knew it at the time. We were like, wow, I can't believe the Haslams just did that. No other owner would ever do that.
And that's not going to go over well.
No, and I just kind of made me wonder. I'm like, and now as we go forward, I mean, if the story and what was said there change, and like you said, the rookies are starting to get fully guaranteed contracts now too, that the trend will change. It's just that the Haslams were ahead of the game and probably aggravated a lot of people along the way.
Yeah, it's just, again, surprising that it's taken this long. I thought the next few quarterbacks, and we've seen plenty of them get paid more than Deshaun. You know, they're up to $60 million a year. Remember, he's at 46 just in that short amount of time. But since Deshaun, no one has gotten that completely 100% fully guaranteed contract. They've come very close. They've gotten larger amounts of guarantees and larger averages, but no one has gotten that that full guarantee yet, which did cause so many problems.
Mary Kay, are you surprised? I am, that rosters haven't expanded significantly. Game day rosters, every roster in the NFL. I'm surprised that the Players Association hasn't been able to bust through there, and especially game day rosters. With guys on the practice squad and everything else, again, this is the sport where you need bodies, and they limit them.
Yeah, I definitely have been surprised about that, and it's one of the things that that I definitely have discussed with people and talked with people about. In fact, when we had a dinner with Jimmy Haslam at the Greenbrier last year, he went around the table and asked some of us what changes we would make in the NFL, and that's the first one that I mentioned, is that I would expand the rosters and the game day rosters. Why does it have to be so difficult to squeeze guys onto rosters? And now with 17 games instead of 16, and they're going to have 18 before long, and they're going to be playing all over the world, I certainly think that they will need more bodies, need more players. There's more tread on the tires and more wear and tear on these guys because they're bigger, faster, stronger. So I'm a huge advocate of that.
How big should the rosters be on game day?
You know, I can't necessarily put a number on it right now, but I mean, why not have up to 60 guys so you can rotate more guys in? And you know, why not be able to have three quarterback stress? I mean, do whatever.
Especially
you need
when you already have the guys there,
right? You know, I don't really understand why it is the way that it is, but I definitely think it's something that they need to take a look at, especially with all of the changes in the game these days.
Agreed.
Mary Kay, I know we didn't have a chance to talk about Shedeur Sanders and the speeding tickets last week. I'm just curious your thoughts. And then, you know, after the reports come out that he's going over 100 miles an hour and that it happened twice, like, what happens in Berea? Like, like, if you're the general manager, you're like, if I'm Kevin, I'm probably just, like, banging my head against the table because I'm sure the last thing they say to these guys before they leave, especially the rookies, is, all right, we'll see you at the beginning of training camp. Please don't do anything stupid. And then you get something like this.
Well, they do emphasize that 100%. I think the interesting thing about this, or the unfortunate thing about this, is that the second one happened while Shedeur was in the midst of rookie orientation. That's an important week where these guys are being taught how to handle pro life and getting acclimated to just how to be a really good pro. And it's just not a good look for Browns rookie orientation week. Having said that, I don't expect the Browns to come down very hard on him, at least not publicly. They'll probably do something behind the scenes, maybe some kind of conduct detrimental to the team. I'm sure they'll talk to him. I'm sure his father will talk to him. So I do think that it takes a village. I wrote that in a Hey MK that I posted yesterday. I do think it takes a village with these young guys sometimes. And I think it needs to be, they have to have some trusted advisors around them in their team. Their team needs to be filled with really good people, not yes men that are going to tell them what they want to hear. They need people around them that are going to be honest with them. And then the team needs to step in a situation like this too, and make sure they're addressing it properly. And I think the way to do that would be some kind of discipline, private discipline, and talking to him. And I also wrote in a column that I thought that Myles Garrett should sit down with him and talk to him about just the ramifications and the danger of speeding and how Myles could have easily lost his life in that Porsche wreck. So I do think it's something that needs to be taken very seriously because, as Mike Tomlin has said, apparently, if something happens two times, it's a trend. And if you're getting caught for speeding twice in the span of 12 days, there's maybe a good chance that you've done it perhaps one other time somewhere along the line. So I do think that it's something to, you know, to look at. And I've gotten a lot of heat for my columns on this because I've advocated that, you know, it needs to be a wake-up call and it needs to be addressed. But I would much rather do that than be talking about a family in Strongsville who lost their young, you know, teenage new driver who was trying to get on a highway at 12:30 a.m. on June 17th because someone was going 101 miles an hour. So let's just be safe out there, everyone, and we understand young people don't always make the wisest decisions. Shador even said that himself. But now he needs to get this turned around.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well said by you, and it was a really good story that you wrote about that. The one thing that Miles said in some quotes that you had that I thought was interesting, he sat down and his family talked to him and had to sit him down and say, hey, look, you know, look at all you have on the line here. And I would expect Shador is going to get the same thing. I thought you did a really nice job with that.
Well, thank you. And I would think that, I mean, Dion is a very, very strong and powerful father figure, and there's no way he's not going to talk to him about this. So I know that will happen. Once again, I'm sure the Browns will address it, and I think they should take it very seriously because, once again, you can get away with that a number of times, but there could be one time where you don't, and nobody wants anything like that to happen.
Give me some perspective on this. We hear about Pickett. We hear about Flacco. We hear about Sanders, the fifth-round pick. We don't hear a whole lot about Dylan Gabriel. Is there a reason why? Did he not impress, or do you I kind of get the feeling they're going to get on the field and this kid's going to light it up. I don't know why I feel that way. Where does he sit in your mind?
Well, I think that we don't hear that much about Dylan because we're hearing everything about Shador. I mean, Shador moves the needle nationally. I've heard people in the media room say, oh no, my place wants Shador content. And that's what people want, especially at this time of year when it's a little bit slow in the NFL. There weren't six or seven other quarterbacks to talk about coming out of the first round. Shador is grabbing all the headlines and the attention. Dylan is a third-round pick, so nationally, he's really not going to move the needle or get clicks or whatever you want to say. But he did a really nice job in spring ball. And his superpower, the thing about him and the thing to keep an eye on, is the fact that he's got that really amazing computer-like brain to process things, to pick things up, to learn things, and to make decisions on the football field. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing when he gets out there in some of these preseason games.
Mary Kay, do you think – I'm just trying to figure out how they make a move between now and the beginning of the season, and does it happen closer to – closer to the season itself, knowing what they have in training camp and maybe sometimes based on, I'm like, how active do you think any NFL team is right now and maybe trying to make a trade or trying to do something in this period?
Right now, there's not too much going on. This is definitely the downtime, the quiet time in the NFL where the coaches are out catching their breath and spending time with their family. So this is really, really the quiet period. And I think they try to stay as true to that as possible and come back in mid-July ready to roll again. And that's where you'll see maybe some extensions or some possible trade talks along the way. But, I mean, this is such a quiet time right now for everyone in the NFL. And I don't really think that the Browns are planning any big blockbuster moves before the season begins anyways. Sure, things will always happen here and there, but I just don't think that they're clamoring to do a whole bunch.
What's going to happen with Amari Cooper this year?
Good question. He'll probably end up with someone either shortly into training camp if someone gets injured or right into the season. He'll have a job, but it just might take a little while.
Would you want it to be here?
Yeah, I kind of
has that ship
too.
Sailed, though?
No, I think that ship has sailed. I don't really envision that being here unless you have some kind of an injury that is, you know, very unexpected, you know, to a high-level receiver. I don't really see that happening. I do think the ship has sailed.
All right, Mary Kay, I was going to say, do you wake up in the morning wanting to go over to Berea to cover some of these youth camps right now just because it's in your blood? You're like, oh, I got to go do something.
I'm sure
right?
You do, huh?
You're like, I'm going to go cover a youth camp.
No, I think I'm good on that.
All right, we just got your back. That's all. I just want to make sure you're not going through withdrawal right now because I feel like I am right now a little bit.
Well, I love kids, but, you know, I do not need my little downtime here too.
That's true. All right, Mary Kay, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.